First, let's pit stop real quick. Eastern Conference Finals last night. Tyrese Halliburton was unbelievably good. That's one of those, and I hate that I'm doing this right now, but just offering a window, right? This is what we do in sports talk sometimes. This is a little bit too shouty show, but bear with me. So you have a moment a couple nights ago where Anthony Edwards, who is great, who's an all-NBA caliber player, who's a star, superstar, whatever you want to call him, made Team USA, was a contributor, has a put-your-team-on-your-back opportunity and doesn't. Now, OKC deserves credit for that to a lot of degree. The way they were defending him, running multiple different options at him, double-teaming, tilting everything that way. He was passive. It wasn't they couldn't score. They scored almost 130 points. But still, I can't have you be outshot by Jaden McDaniels in that game, right? So we all know the lesson. Now, flip side, a young ascending star coming into his own who's had an unbelievable postseason with a chance to put a foot on the throat. And Tyrese Halliburton damn near has a triple-double in the first half last night. Toby, he was tremendous.
So good. And I think it's funny that now, over the last 2 years, two prominent examples of players voting anonymously in a poll and voting who the most overrated player in their respective leagues are. We saw this in the NFL. Who was named most overrated? That's right, the guy that won MVP this year, Josh Allen. Who was named most overrated in the NBA by the players this year? Tyrese Halliburton. The guy that last night had 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists. Oh, by the way, without turning the ball over. Something that's never been done. Absolutely incredible to see what he's done this playoffs. And I think it's really cool to see these markets that everybody talks about with the NBA. Let's get Giannis out of Milwaukee and send him to New York. Let's get so-and-so out of this city and send him to L.A. You know who's going to end up left at the end of this thing? Oklahoma City and Indiana. Two places that no one ever wants to go, yet they're going to be the two best teams in the league.
So the association, their headquarters is probably, you know, not thrilled about that because who knows what the ratings are going to be. But for people that love the sport, it's awesome. It's what a lot of us have been begging for. This league for a long time felt like a farm system for Boston, New York, Miami, and maybe a couple other teams that would jump up every once in a while. But now, all of a sudden, you look around, parity's the name of the game, man, with the different tax structure, the luxury, the different salary aprons, et cetera. Really, really fun. But Indiana, I said this to Linnell yesterday, and I just want your thoughts on it before we move to OTA stuff. It just feels to me like somehow they're dictating. Even you know, New York hadn't been blown out too much in this series. They haven't gotten the doors blown off. I mean, last night, again, was single digits. Was, you know, kind of every time they'd pull away, New York would make a run. They're so tough. Brunson's been awesome. They're trying to figure out what to do with Cat to both get his offensive production but also hide him at times on defense with matchups and things. It just always feels to me like Indiana gets the thing that they want and New York has to react to it. Not the other way around every time. Sometimes they do. Sometimes New York will get the right look, will get a switch, or get what they want. It just feels like Rick Carlisle's winning here. Doesn't it feel like that to you?
He definitely is, and it's funny because Tom Thibodeau is supposed to be a defensive genius, and yet it feels like Indiana is kind of able to dictate on the offensive end. And then on the other side, it's not as if Indiana's been incredible defensively. Last night, the first quarter looked like sometimes what you see at a halftime score in the playoffs, where Indiana's in the 30s and the New York Knicks are in the 40s, and the New York Knicks are in the mid-30s, right, at the end of the first quarter. So it's not as if they've been dominant defensively either at times. But it's just crazy to see that a team that doesn't have the quote-unquote big star, Halliburton's getting there now because we watch him every night. But going into this, people were like, Tyrese Halliburton, Pascal Siakam, like these guys are playing incredibly well together. It does feel like they're getting outcoached because there's no question in my mind that the New York Knicks are probably the more talented basketball team. But when you have a guy like Rick Carlisle who seems to be pulling all the right strings and pushing all the right buttons at the right times, I think you're seeing why they're winning this series.
All right. That was our Eastern Conference Finals discussion. More basketball to come. By the way, Money Metal Chris, who's in today, running the board, pointed this out. If you're a conference final in one of the four major sports, it's 3-1 in your conference final right now. That's a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
After what's been a pretty captivating postseason, I think, in a lot of the sports in different series. But that's where we are. So hopefully championship rounds provide a little bit more.